We've got mail, letters to the editors. Worth looking at again. Thank you for publishing A Promise Kept in the January 2001 New Era. When I received it, I put the magazine under my bed, but I never read it. In our young women meeting that Sunday, our teacher read that article. A few hours later, my grandmother died. I was very sad, so I pulled out the New Era and read the article again. Thanks. Talia Tanner, Grouse Creek, Utah. A great impact. Thank you for putting out the New Era. It has impacted my life greatly. Whenever I need guidance or am feeling depressed, I can always count on the magazine to fill my spirit and let me know there are other teens like me who have similar trials and problems. Thank you so much. From Chanel Shin, Wailuku, Hawaii, via email. New reader, I just started Young Women last November and I began receiving the New Era. I read that issue all night and couldn't put it down. I like it very much. Keep up the good work. Emily Sweeney, State College, Pennsylvania, via email. Good guide. We would really like to express how good a guide the New Era is. It teaches young people as well as young adults the way they should be living their lives. It also provides inspiration and enlightenment for people of all ages. Elder Michael Gross and Elder Michael Borup from the Australia Melbourne West Mission. Reassuring. Thank you for the great magazine you put out each month. I always look forward to the beginning of the month so I can read the New Era. The posters are a good reminder of what I should be looking out for and doing, and the stories are good also. It's reassuring to know that there are teenagers who go through the same things I do. Samuel S. Packard, Big Sur, California. Good advice. I want to thank you for your article in the January 2001 New Era. The art of juggling has really helped me a lot. I've been having a lot of difficulty trying to keep up with all the things in my life. I've been praying for help to organize my life and for good tips and words of wisdom. This article provided some more good advice. The New Era always helps me a lot. The Lord has answered my prayers in many more ways than one. So I just want to say thank you for your beautiful articles in this magazine. Simone Lansing, Fernie, British Columbia, Canada, via email. New Era's new reader. I am an 11-year-old who loves the magazine. I used to read The Friend, and now I look forward to the uplifting stories in the New Era. They make me think a lot, and I appreciate it. Kristen Keene, LaPorte, Indiana, via email. Correction. The name of a Seattle-area steak in Steps to Time, February 2001, was misspelled. The correct name is the Linwood Steak. The New Era apologizes for the error. We love hearing from you. Write us at New Era, We've Got Mail, 50 East North Temple, Salt Lake City, Utah, 84150. Or email us at cur-editorial-newera@ldschurch.org. Submissions may be edited for length and clarity. End of the section, We've Got Mail. Poem, Mary's Oxen, by